Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin and I'm here with Dan Regester.
Billy. Least productive day in America, yet here we are, hard at work.
I know.
With a special guest.
We do have a special guest.
In studio.
It's Micah!
No, it's not Micah. It's Mia Khalifa.
Hello, boys. Thank you for having me.
Cue up the Mia Khalifa rap song again for us, if you would. Mia Khalifa. And just let it run for like 3 minutes. And then that'll be the end of the podcast. No, we're here and we're going to talk sports. A lot going on in the NBA, which is where we're going to start. The offseason has been more entertaining than the playoffs is the general take that you're going to get from every single person that watches sports right now or on Twitter. But I tend to agree with it. Gordon Hayward yesterday this 4th of July thing threw everything off because today is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Feels like Monday, but it's not. It's Wednesday.
This is true.
It's the middle of the fucking week.
It's how days work.
Anyway, Gordon Hayward, early on in the afternoon yesterday, it was announced that he was leaving Utah to go to Boston.
No, it was announced first he was going to Miami.
Yeah.
Bleacher Report recanted that
push notification saying, hold the presses, question mark?
There's conflicting reports amongst ESPN reporters. One with revered reporter Wojciechowski.
Woj.
Oh.
Yeah, Woj bomb. Yeah, I think he's lost his fastball. I think he's.
This is such a ridiculous, like, he's been there for 2 days, like 3 days.
Like
give the man
like a cup
some time.
Of coffee. I know.
Yeah, they were saying that dude, I can't remember his name, but the guy back at Yahoo that was breaking shit yesterday, they were saying, like, maybe he was Woj's plug the whole time. Like, Woj was never really. There was, like, a man behind the man.
Yeah, I heard Mark Stein's been beating him to reports, too. They kind of, like, flip flop.
Give him some time. All right. He's settling in.
No one has it down quite pat like Shefty.
Woj did.
The NBA.
Woj was the Shefty of the NBA.
But he kind of got a job at ESPN, kicked off the loafers, and just, you know, mailed it in.
Did you know
I respect that.
That Woj hates Mark Stein and got him laid off?
What?
Like, they have a death feud.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's what I love to
hear. We were talking about this yesterday, but, like, I love the idea of Woj, and I love the Woj bomb, but I don't want to see his face ever.
Right.
Like, the more I see his face, I'm like, ah, fuck, you're just a huge dork. Like, I don't want that nerd's face. I want to imagine him as this cool, like, you know, omnipresent being or whatever. I don't want to know him as that he's just like a fat little dorky white guy.
I get that. That
depresses me.
I do like that these guys are just trying to beat each other like 10 seconds before like somebody the news comes out, like they're like, oh fuck, I had to like tweet this out like before
sources.
Stein does or before Wojciechowski does.
Sources, everybody's
like,
got sources. Who are these people?
Who do you think these sources are?
Like, it's gotta be, I don't even know.
I think
how
it's
do you,
agents. I think it's agents.
Yeah,
NBA guys.
But how do you work the deals though? Like, how do, if I'm Woj, like, how do I develop the relationship with, let's say, Gordon Hayward's agent? Just but with money, straight
up? I
think so. I think that he will leak stuff that is
beneficial
that will
to
lead
him in the future.
To, like, he'll lead something to leak something about one of an agent's clients doing something.
Okay.
And so it's a little scratch your back, I'll scratch mine scenario.
Yeah, you scratch your own back, and I'll
like
scratch my own
industry.
Back. That's the opposite of what it is. It's you scratch my back, and I'll scratch your back. We'll all scratch each other's backs. That's the point.
And Isaiah Thomas is going to scratch Gordon Hayward's back.
And his balls.
But I mean,
because it's the only thing he can reach.
That's true.
Okay, are the Celtics a legitimate threat to the Cavs in the East?
Maybe to go six now? I don't know. Not instead of five games, I'll go six.
Mia, what do you think?
You're such a piece of shit, Dan.
What? You're not a Celtics fan.
I agree with you, though.
I'm a Wizards fan, though.
Right.
And the Celtics are, I guess, officially now are... like biggest competition.
Yeah.
It's a real rivalry now is what the players are saying.
And Cleveland.
I still don't believe that. In my head, it's still Lakers, Celtics, Celtics, Wizards. No, I think it's Wizards, Cavs. In my head. That's, I like to think of us as that good.
For that second tier in the Eastern Conference?
No, I'm not happy about Gordon Hayward going to the Celtics. That just adds
more ammo. Nobody is happy about it except
especially
people in Boston.
Me. I play in the East.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I do.
Little reunion. Little Butler reunion.
Come on, man.
Fuck Butler. They had their glory days. They made it to the Final Four. They can go back to
where
they
should be. The whole city of Boston can suck one. Like, they do not need any more good stuff to happen to them.
Not even their fans are cool, dude. Like, they suck. Boston sucks.
They're very obnoxious.
You should agree with me on
this.
No,
I agree.
They're very obnoxious.
I agree.
Boston fans suck more than Philly fans.
Whoa.
Going on the record saying that.
I need to bring in Philly fans here. That was just uncalled for.
Chris Paul to the Rockets was huge news that broke literally 30 minutes after we finished recording last week, which was just super timing.
No take has ever had a shorter shelf period than there's no way that Chris Paul is going
to
end up with the Rockets.
Which was your take,
which was
to
my,
be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it that podcast?
Yes. That podcast.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it broke
hilarious.
10 minutes later.
We literally released the podcast, and within 10 minutes, he was on the Rockets.
That's hilarious.
It was unbelievable. It basically made last week's show, I wish I could think of the word that I'm looking for.
Irrelevant?
Yeah.
Yep.
But
moot.
Granted,
yeah.
The Rockets GM had to move mountains to make this happen. He signed like...
His name is Daryl Morey. Say the man's name.
He signed like 10 dudes. He signed like 10 dudes solely to trade them. I don't know how he made this happen.
He's a fucking badass is how he made it happen.
So, like, looking at the deal...
You know how many non-guaranteed contracts he bought up in the span of like an hour and a half? It was like 6 or 7.
All amazing deals, too.
Like, we traded Beverly. We traded Lou Williams.
Sam
nobody
Decker,
ever gave a fuck about
Which, by
anyway.
The way, Lou Williams and, like, Jamal Crawford is going to be incredible.
Yes.
It's going to be must-watch
TV. So many
TV.
Bad shots that might go in.
How do you feel about this trade?
I love it.
Yeah?
Dude, you got to... I mean, we talked about it last week, which is why it's so funny that then it immediately happened right afterwards. But, like, you got to go all in.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
The thing is, too, like, after, like, the first four names, like, the next six names, I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah.
Like, could have been a beer vendor. Like, they signed, the ball boy. They just traded him.
People are pissed because manager. We had such a fun team to watch last year, and we had great team chemistry, but we weren't going to win a championship with that team. So it was like I said last week, it was the choice between... Either having a fun team that's enjoyable to watch and knowing that you're going to be good again and maybe 50-plus wins or whatever, or doing something fucking crazy and going all in and trying to see what you can make happen with bringing a Hall of Fame point guard.
Well, here's
the
thing. You're going to have neither.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. It could completely backfire, but I think everybody's aware of
it's
going to
backfire.
I don't think it is.
PGP's own David Ruff had this conversation this morning. We actually think the Clippers are better off and the Rockets are worse off.
That is insane.
I'm digging this. Keep going, please.
You think the Clippers are better off?
Yes.
Micah, can I
They've
get some
They've made
popcorn?
Some moves. They've made some good moves. We like Gallinari. We like the re-signing of Blake Griffin. You see that Ringer column a few weeks back where they're saying just make Blake Griffin point guard? I don't hate that.
That's so dumb.
I don't hate that.
God, I love you, Dan. Keep talking.
He would get injured in two games. There's no he like he's gonna get injured anyway. But if you made him the point guard, he'd snap his own ankles in half.
It'd be entertaining until then. And then we have Crawford, Lou Williams, Beverly, Austin Rivers. They're all like 6'4".
You're just naming a bunch
of
trash players.
They have no height. DeAndre Jordan's still there though.
The only reason he was good is now gone. Chris Paul.
I don't know. Chris Paul's
dude. Go look up the stats on the percentage of time of baskets that DeAndre had that were from Chris Paul.
I think my favorite part about all this is that Chris Paul's going to have to reshoot State Farm commercials.
I will say that is my least favorite part about all this is that now the guy in those dog shit State Farm commercials will be my point guard.
But like you can't have him and DeAndre Jordan in commercials anymore.
No, you can't.
This is fucked up for me because I hated Chris Paul for the last like 12 years.
And you're going to really hate him
and now,
more so.
No.
You are.
No, he's the point guard. Don't.
Are you going to get his jersey?
No, I'm not going to get his jersey. No.
I'm going to gift you one on Christmas.
I will take that.
So you've already talked yourself into him and Harden working out.
I have talked myself into being now the biggest Chris Paul fan on the planet and that this whole thing is going to be...
Like the dude that micromanages and gets super upset about everything.
It's going to be
paired
fine.
Paired up with
it's
the guy that doesn't give a shit.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. And we're going to get Carmelo. And
he says at the burning dumpster fire that is his team.
If you, I need you guys to get Carmelo. It's good.
Oh my God.
I need this to be a service.
Tell me that wouldn't be entertaining.
It'd be awesome.
I have no idea how that would work. I don't even know how this is going to work, but I have faith in...
He said he'd waive his no trade clause, right? For you.
Look, man, I have faith at the end of the day in Daryl Morey and Mike D'Antoni to make something work. So I have to go with whatever it is that they do. Paul George to Oklahoma City. Did not see that coming.
No, I didn't.
Out of left field.
I didn't think Oklahoma City had, like, the pieces or the cap space.
Yeah, you got to give them credit for pulling that off. Even if it's a rental.
It's a great trade, though, because they get Oladipo off the books, who's set to make $21 million.
Yeah, that guy, that didn't pan out.
No, so between him, Steven Adams, Russell Westbrook, and I think Ennis, that was like their entire cap. Like, I've never seen a team spend so much money and get so little in return.
Yeah.
Than Oklahoma City.
This was huge.
So even, yeah, if they get Paul George for 1 year and he goes to the Lakers or wherever, you're still getting all that money, that cap space cleared off from Oladipo. I think it's a good trade.
Is there any chance that Westbrook adapts his game to not have the same problems that he had when Durant was there?
No.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, it's going to be worse.
Yeah. Which is the reason I don't see Paul George ending up signing there.
Right. He's going to be very frustrated.
I think he's going to be like, okay.
He's not quite the shooter Kevin Durant is.
This was fun. No, he's not. He's not as good of a shooter.
No.
Talk about a pay cut with KD, though.
Okay, yeah, let's get into that.
Holy
that shit.
He's taking $9 million less a year.
Kevin Durant took a massive pay cut to make the Warriors stuff work, which, I mean, we all said was the smart thing to do. Like, obviously, he's going to make it up on the back end. It's not like that money in his contract really matters
and
all that
like
much.
With all the sponsorships he has, but still, it's like...
But it's a very interesting thing for the NBA now. Because if guys are actually going to start legitimately doing this...
Like, this isn't like a $2-3 million pay cut. This is $18 million he could be making in those 2 years.
Well, yeah, to be clear, he signed a 1+1, essentially.
The second is
and
his option, right?
Yes, that's right. Player option for the second year, so he can opt out. But he's making 25 the first year, and he would have been eligible to make 34.5.
Yeah.
So he left almost $10 million on the table.
Just for the sake of them being able
you
to make all the cap
it on the
stuff
table,
work.
But I don't think he left it on the table. They don't have the money to pay. Like, they don't have the cap space for that.
Remember last year?
They have to pay Steph Curry, who's been taking a pay cut for the last, like, 3 years.
Who just got paid. But remember last year, people were just handing out contracts.
Oh, my God. The money the NBA was throwing around.
Like,
holy
Solomon
shit.
Hill got
How
paid.
About, wizard great Jan Mahimi.
Mozgov made, like, 64 mil.
Oh, these people who we were like, who the fuck are they? Were making max deals.
Dudes were coming out of left field, just making.
Yeah,
money.
Literally, guys I'd never heard of.
Was that on the podcast last year for the?
I think so.
Yeah.
There was guys making like $75 million that we were like, wait, who?
Yeah.
Like as an eighth man
that we still don't know who they are. Like I can't even remember off the top of my head.
We've been together for a year, you guys.
We have. Congratulations.
Time to
wait,
us.
Cue some romantic music.
Yeah. Like some jazz, maybe.
Let's
I don't know.
Get it on.
That's what's romantic. Romantic music to me is jazz, apparently.
But yeah, I mean, this offseason's definitely been a little bit more reserved, I think.
Yeah.
Money-wise.
Yep, because the cap didn't go up
as much as they thought it was.
Yeah, it's only $99
million.
Chaos-wise,
chaos-wise,
it has not been tame. It has been awesome. Yep. Money-wise, it's been a little more reserved.
Yeah. I mean, there's been... The Kings are somehow making some smart moves, which is mind-blowing to me. Like, they just signed George Hill and Z-Bo to, like, manageable contracts.
I can't believe Z-Bo, that's going to be weird to watch, not in a Memphis Grizzlies jersey.
Well, you're not going to see him because he's going to play in Sacramento. So, like, when are you ever going to watch a Sacramento
King
game? Yeah,
that's true. Well, I mean, I might see, like, a
highlight.
I always
forget they're a fucking team, just like I always forget it's a city. I always think it's San Francisco.
Right.
That's so disrespectful. So wildly disrespectful. You said Gallinari, the Clippers already. I do like that move.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to fit in. I think the Clippers are going to be surprisingly
decent. Dude, the Clippers
decent.
Are a trash franchise. Please stop saying positive things about them.
People will like really defend the fucking Clippers, though.
That's so stupid.
No one if you're a Clippers fan, they will never admit that, we're kind of in the dumps right now, but I'm still a Clippers fan. They're like, no, dude, we're winning the ship next year.
This trade made noted rapper Vince Staples put his fandom up to free agency.
His fandom. Oh my! I will be taking my talents too.
Wait,
because
why?
Because I don't know. Because it's so easy to be a Clippers fan before.
Like he lost Chris Paul, you mean?
I think he was a big Chris Paul guy.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I've never heard it put like that.
He's a big part of Dorn's thug plug. Dorn's a big Vince Staples guy.
Dorn is the least respectable music critic in the history of music.
I don't know who that is. This is going over my head.
You don't know who Vince Staples is?
No.
Mia, come on.
You gotta get in the rap game.
Fucking figure
it out.
Too
urban for me.
So we got that.
The hood loves me.
Chris Bosh got waived by the Heat. And they're also retiring his number.
Yeah, he's also making like kind of 608K. I don't know the exact number, so this is going to be wrong. But it's like $800,000 a month for the next 5 years.
He's got serious blood clots.
He's medically unfit to play the sport of basketball.
He's going
to
somehow weasel his way onto the Golden State Warriors. It's going to happen. I don't know how. Like, he'll get medically cleared in like March.
He's going to go play in like Turkey or something.
No, he can't play basketball.
No, he cannot play. Oh. He will die.
When he's medically cleared in like 6 months, he's going to sneak on for like the veteran
minimum. Dude, there were immediately Rockets fans on Twitter who were like, go make this Chris Bosh thing.
Oh my God.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. What is this?
And Chris Bosh, respectable player, going to be a Hall of Famer.
Class act.
I don't know how you retire from his number.
Not quite yet.
No.
Not quite yet.
I think it's mostly because of the situation.
The blood clots?
Like, yeah.
It's like, because
like,
of
I
what
think
happens.
They're anticipating him dying in the next like month, oh, and no. They want that ceremony out of the way while he's still alive.
Yeah, they got to knock it out before he passes.
They have some insider information. They have a source, Dr. Source, that claims
he's the last.
He will
speaking
not last
of,
a month.
Speaking of people not believing in dinosaurs, which was off the air and now makes
Chris
no sense.
Chris Bosh looks like one. Chris How does Bosh, your friend's wife not believe that dinosaurs exist?
Chris Bosh is the last living
we have
dinosaur.
One walking among us.
This is true.
Yeah.
She. I mean, we have flat earth people out there.
Flat
so.
Earth truthers.
Yeah.
I respect them. That's a hell of a thing to be
Kyrie.
To.
Wait. Who was it that told me? The Facebook group for flat earth truthers says we have believers all around the world.
All around.
Around the world.
Oh my.
Wait, zoom in on my face.
God.
Around the world.
JJ Redick signed a big deal with the Sixers.
I like it.
How you
one
feel
year,
about that?
I
one
like
year,
that
23
too,
mil.
Actually. I'm excited to see that because I love Redick.
We needed shooting because, I mean, we have Simmons running point.
I like Redick's no sleeve shooting. Tat.
Yes, that was another big thing for me. Personally, as a white guy who wants a sleeve tat,
that really got me on
like
board
that
with
that. Came
him.
Overnight though. Like this wasn't a gradual thing that turned into a sleeve. I feel like
he
went he into the tattoo shop
right.
And was like, "Make me look like I have a sleeve."
Well, 15 hours.
He's a noted Austin resident. We could
is
actually
he?
Get
Wait,
him in studio.
Shut the
yeah.
front.
He lives in
door.
Austin. So
Redick.
Redick does, yeah.
What?
So
I'm gonna text him you up.
Remember when the Clippers were trying to re-sign DeAndre Jordan in Dallas,
and yeah,
they kidnapped everybody,
that.
Like. JJ Redick just drove from Austin.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You're right.
A note about JJ's sleeve of tats. Apparently, his tattoo guy is what's the guy from Maroon 5? Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm.
That him and Levine are boys, and he was like, "I like your tats. Let me talk to your artist."
That makes me
so
not
the
like
fact
the
that
signing.
He has a sleeve was inspired.
I retract
Adam
everything I just said about JJ Redick's sleeve being
that's
cool.
That's kind of homo, now.
The fact that Adam Levine is lame. In the picture makes me hate the signing. Actually,
yeah, no,
I retract everything I said.
Sorry, JJ.
The Sixers are in trouble.
I recant my future you up tweet.
Granted,
I hope you are sleeping soundly.
It is a good. It is a good sign though for the team. They need a veteran presence, good shooting, and yeah, he's off the books
boy.
Next year. Yeah. He got paid. He got, like...
Good for him.
If he went somewhere else, he would have got, like, three times less.
He is very underrated when it comes to his three percentage.
I feel like people don't talk about him enough.
I feel
like he gets respect.
Yeah.
It's just because he was on the Clippers, and the Clippers are
That's
dog
true.
Shit.
Hopefully that'll change
Fucking
it.
Disaster of a team run by a guy who's giving his son preferential treatment that causes the best point guard in the league to leave.
Is he out? Do you think that was like a condition? Like Blake Griffin's like, if I come back, maybe...
I don't know if he's out, but he should be. Doc. I think he completely fucked that entire franchise. Like, think about it. They had a top three roster for 5 years and didn't even make a conference final. They did nothing. They also blew a 3-1 lead, which people forget.
I feel like Doc gets like a lot of love that he doesn't deserve. That's
yeah,
it was
because of the Celtics reign.
Yeah, but he,
his
he,
respect
yeah, Kevin carried Garnett.
Over.
Yeah, no, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce,
and Prime Rondo.
Yeah,
pre
like good Rondo,
like brain damage. Yeah, good Rondo. Great Rondo. All right, on to the more important basketball league.
Can we get to the summer league? Can I talk about?
We're going to talk about the summer league of basketball.
I watched an entire NBA summer league game.
Why would you do that? Did you have money on it?
No, it was a 76ers Celtics game.
Okay.
And I got to see whether or not the Celtics made the right trade and see the future of the 76ers and Markelle Fultz.
Yeah,
a little disappointed. Jason Tatum ended up hitting a game winner for the Celtics, and Markelle Fultz, he had his chance to score with 4 seconds left, get stuffed at the rim. Maybe he's a bust. I don't know.
Yeah,
one game under the belt.
That's a bad sign for his career.
Not great. Not great.
So you're out on Fultz.
Markelle Fultz.
Fultz.
I'm unsure, but I think it's a fair question. Is he a bust? Let's go first take with this. I'm gonna say, clearly this is tongue in cheek. I love Markelle.
I'm gonna say yes.
Markelle is my son now. Like, him.
You grabbed your stomach like you birthed him.
We pretty much did.
Oh, we also forgot to touch on the Wiz giving Otto Porter $106 million. How do you feel about this?
Well, they haven't yet.
No.
The Nets offered him a contract for $106 million.
I don't think he's worth that much. I really don't.
The Wizards have to match.
Oh, I thought they already matched. So they're deciding still.
I'm not going to lie. I thought he was already on the Nets.
I would let him walk.
That's how little of an impact player he is to me. I saw an update. I haphazardly looked at it, and I was like, oh, Otto Porter's on the Nets now. Wonder who we're going to get.
And just like moved on with your life?
Well, I would, I'd help him pack.
It sounds like they're going to match.
We don't
do that. No, that is a lot of money. And the only reason I can see us matching that is because John Wall is in the office saying, I want Otto on my team.
I like Otto.
I want to play with Otto.
I don't know why.
They have good chemistry. They are really close buds outside of the court.
He's not worth the $106 million.
No, he's not. But he's a good player. He's a good player. To keep John Wall happy.
Fuck yeah, dude. You do whatever John Wall wants you to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At this point. Like, you cannot let that man walk.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the best season he's ever had in his lifetime, and he's only crescendoing. Like, we can't risk.
I like that word, crescendo. Now can we talk about the big three?
Yes.
But, yeah. I just want to talk, like, let's just put a bookend to the NBA offseason. The reason we like it as fans is because it gives us hope, and it gives us, like,
I love the summer league. No, I totally get what you're saying.
Summer league and the offseason. It's just like all these signings. It's like it's not going to make one bit of a difference. Golden State's going to win the next two or three championships.
Probably.
But like this gives us the false hope that we need. Like
it's
the 76ers.
It's like watching reality TV.
I've never
it's
been
like
more excited
opera.
For a basketball season since Allen Iverson. But now that we have Embiid, Simmons, Fultz. When Iverson 2001, I was 10.
Oh.
So
what's the over-under on Sixers wins next year? Have you
so
seen it?
I think they're going to make the playoffs. But what's going to realistically happen is Embiid's going to hurt his foot again. Simmons going to have a freak injury again. Fultz will get hurt. Dario will be like stuck by himself, just kind of like picking up the pieces. And we're end up winning like 25 games.
Dear God.
25? Do you know how many games are in a season?
Hold on.
So little.
Micah, did you just say the over-under is 27 and a half?
Yeah, according to the Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Philadelphia's over-under is 27
Joel and a Embiid half. Has played 31 games, but they have been the 31 best games ever played in the NBA history.
That is not a good over-under.
No.
That is not, that's not what you
They're
going
to be, if like, best case scenario, everything goes well, everyone stays healthy. We're going to be a 60.
You got 66-1 odds on an NBA title.
I wouldn't take that. But if you're going to give it to me, I'll have it.
I'm not going to give it to you.
No, they're going to, like, best case scenario, maybe a 6 seed. Worst case scenario, everything goes to shit. Everyone gets hurt again. We win 25 games.
I wonder how many listeners we have from Philly. Will you do me a favor? If you are a Philadelphia fan, will you somehow let us know, maybe call into the hotline or tweet at us or whatever? I want to see.
No, they're going to come out of the woodwork now.
I'm curious.
Like, everyone's super pumped for this team.
I'm curious to see how many
this
Philly listeners
core.
We got. All right, big three. We really are going to talk about
we
it
We can
now.
Talk about the big
please,
three.
Please stop ruining my segue into the big three.
I didn't watch any of the games.
Nobody did, but we're going to go through the scores. The Trilogy scored 50 points, and the Three-Headed Monsters scored 37.
So they changed the games to go to 50 instead of 60 now because games were taking too long, I guess.
Already?
Yeah.
They already made a fucking rule change?
Halftime at 25 instead of 30 now. Speaking about something we talked about earlier, I did watch. I don't remember anything that happened, but I enjoyed all of it.
Why? Because you were drinking?
No, I just like basketball too much, I guess.
No, I mean, why don't you remember what happened?
Because it's totally meaningless basketball. I don't know the team names.
Hey. It's not meaningless. How dare you? 3-on-3. This is essentially...
There was a guy in a shirt that said the earth is flat right behind the baseline.
Oh, my God.
And he was in every camera shot. It was kind of annoying.
Great. Here's the thing. This is going to be a legitimate sport in 1 year's time. Especially 3-on-3 basketball is about to hit the Olympics. This is going to be the champions tour of the NBA.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
That is. Yeah, I like that.
How, like, every pro golfer, when they're done, they just go to... the 50-plus-year-old division.
It will be tour. It will be equally as irrelevant, too.
No, no, not next year. I've heard news that Kobe's interested in joining next year. Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce.
See, if they keep getting these big names, this will stay relevant.
Okay, somebody's going to die out there. And then it's going to get really, really depressing.
We need older guys. I need, like I said.
Like run Bill Russell out there and see what happens.
Oh, my God.
Run out Elijah.
He's like 92 years old.
The biggest thing that happened yesterday was former NBA Finals MVP, Mr. Big Shot Chauncey Billups, made his big three debut.
And he also declared that he is out of the running for the GM job or front office job.
He picked the big three over an executive job.
Which is very, that's a big win for Ice Cube and the big
probably
three.
Smart, though. And maybe it tells us something about LeBron's future.
Maybe. Power, which is just... That's the name of the team, Power.
Power 50.
They won 50-45 over the Killer Threes.
We need some names next to these teams.
Yeah, look at these names. Trilogy. Three-headed monsters, which is, I think, what they call their penises. Power. Killer.
If your penis has three heads, there's something very wrong.
Two. Ghost Ballers on the board, though.
Oh,
Ghost Ballers picked up a W. And that's all we care about.
Ghost Ballers 50, Three's Company 45.
Ghost Ballers or go home.
Three's Company is the worst name on this list.
Oh, yeah. Like, how can we let people know we're old and uncreative?
Yeah, that's...
Let's name it Three's Company.
Tri-State lost to the Ball Hogs 50-44. And
why
that was
would you want to be called a ball hog?
Because they think it's funny. Mm-hmm. They think they're being clever.
Dad jokes.
Those are dad jokes. Yeah. And these are dads.
All these names. These are dad-aged men. These are dad jokes.
These are 50-year-old men in way past the prime of their lives, living out a depressing nightmare.
Micah, has Iverson already kind of like melded in and not played? Like, he's the big name. He's the attraction.
He mailed it in the first game.
His first game, he played about 30 seconds.
And he was just bricking
shots. Did he not play in this? Or
he did play a little bit yesterday. Let's see.
Yeah, what was his...
He's the player coach of Three's Company.
God damn it, Alan.
Like, there's no chance by week six he's even involved in this.
So what I'm confused about with AI is he once said he will never coach because he can't tell kids running around who make more money than him what to do. Like, he just can't do that.
Yeah.
He can't yell at kids making more money than him. Yet he's playing in this. Which one has more respect, him legitimately coaching like an actual team or him doing this?
Well, these guys are making the same amount of money he is.
That's fair, but I'm talking about respect, not money.
Iverson went 1-for-4, had 2 points.
There you go.
This is wildly depressing. I have to read this.
Yeah.
Okay, no. No, listen to this. Sportingnews.com reports, the 42-year-old father of five plodded his way to the interview room with an ice pack in tow due to a recent knee injury after just 11 minutes of half-court action. 11 minutes of half-court action. Now, here's the quotes. "I'm not Allen Iverson at 25 anymore," he said. "I'm 42 years old and been away from the game for 6-7 years. So for you to think that you're coming to see a game for Allen Iverson being the answer, for real, it's not going to happen."
Wow.
11 minutes of half-court action. No. Fuck.
Are you talking about half court?
He smokes weed, right? Like,
we talking about half court?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping he makes it to 55 and gets his Reebok money.
That's still...
Granted, I don't even know if there's any Reebok money left.
Will you explain that to the people who don't know?
Yeah.
So
the way his contract was with Reebok.
Yeah. Whoever his agent was or one of his buddies who worked out the deal knew that Iverson was going to spend all his money and eventually be bankrupt. So the back end of his Reebok deal, he's supposed to get, I think, like 30-something million when he turns 55 from Reebok, from his original shoe deal.
And why would there not be any money left? Because Reebok's going under?
Yeah, like by the time...
No, he might literally be 55 million in the hole already.
That's the scenario, but there's also a scenario in 12, like he's 42, so 13 years, Reebok just isn't around. Like, who buys Reebok shoes?
So that does that contract get null and voided if someone buys out Reebok?
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, what are the logistics of a company going under?
It's a legit trust fund for $32 million that he gets in the year 2030.
His manager is amazing. I need one like that.
But
that's incredible.
He lost half of that shit when he got a divorce.
Ooh.
So he only gets half of it in 2030.
Cheaper to keep her.
Yes.
Always.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Always.
That is
never get married.
That is a
or
very beautiful strategy. Yeah.
Cheaper to keep her.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes maybe not. Oh man, AI. Fuck. Now I'm just looking at like depressing AI columns.
I'm so genuinely interested in AI. Like anytime I come across a documentary about him, I have to watch it.
Right, I do too.
Apparently he's already forfeited half of the $32 million to his ex-wife somehow. That he made some I don't know. He made some agreements to keep his marriage together, and then he broke those agreements and forfeited half of the $32 million. So when he turns 55, he'll at least get $16 million.
So he's hoping she dies before 55.
Alan, why?
He's in a rough spot.
I love him so much.
But
he's such an enigma.
My favorite Philadelphia sports athlete of all time.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest sports enigmas ever.
it is weird, though.
Wait, the way his name is spelled.
What? How? Who?
Chris Froome.
Oh,
this
okay.
is hilarious.
You're going off.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
You're derailing.
I got way ahead. I saw the itinerary and okay. Let's back it up.
What's funny is that I'm sitting here in this room looking at Micah and he's very clearly producing and recording this podcast. Yet I just got a notification on my Apple Watch that's a tweet from the verified at Micah Weiner account. That's just the like the thing that penis emoji, the purple eggplant thing that people use with a winky face.
Why?
Because Micah has been identity thefted by one of our coworkers, Jared, who has been on the show before, noted Bone Zone enthusiast. Anyway, follow at Micah Weiner on Twitter.
Jared's finest work to date.
It is the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Stealing
Micah's
identity.
Or you could follow me at producer Micah.
You don't want to.
You could.
Wait. The fake Micah's verified and you're not?
Yes.
Twitter has verification for one reason. To show who the real account is, who the parody account is, and they verified the parody account.
Well, that's because...
This is amazing.
And this is why.
This is beautiful.
J-Bone stole Micah's driver's license from his wallet, took a photo of it, and sent it into Twitter.
This is so illegal on so many levels. Who is this guy?
He's an incredible sick human. is who he is.
No, he's a bag of trash.
Yes, he's a trash.
He's now trying to extort me for cash. he wants $450.
For some reason, he's landed on the price of $450,
and he offered you a 5% stake in the Twitter account.
He did
for $22.50.
Yeah, I politely declined, but he did offer me a 5% stake.
I also thought like my offer of just giving me $5 was way more reasonable than Matt's, who wanted $200 million or something.
He wanted 200,000.
200,000. Okay.
For some reason, I was getting Venmo requests all day on, again, my days are messed up, recently, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Started with Matt Cisneros requesting $200,000. I'm not sure where he got that number, but then Dan wanted like $25.
No, I wanted $5. That's
$5.
All I
wanted. And his argument was that it was reasonable. But then I started getting them from strangers because I was tweeting about it. And then the next thing I know, I was just getting lit up with Venmo notifications.
So you just deleted Venmo.
So I just turned that shit off.
Did anyone actually just send you some Venmo money?
No.
That's too bad.
No.
I've gotten Venmo money from randos.
I feel like I have before, but not this didn't happen.
It was when I got fired and I went to Vegas.
Yeah, that's when we utilized Venmo.
I got like $1,000 from strangers.
Yeah.
So it was great.
That's awesome.
Shout out to everybody who gave Dan money to lose in Vegas.
I'm sorry. I disappointed you guys.
He disappointed you all.
I lost all your money.
Hey, but you're back.
But I had a good time.
And that's what's important.
It is.
Really quickly, go to manoutfitters.com and check out Man Outfitters, our men's retail outlet. We've got all kinds of great shit on there. If you use the code BACKDOOR, you get 10% off your entire order, which is huge because right now all Yeti products are already 25% off on Man Outfitters. If you're not aware, Yeti makes the finest liquid holding products in existence that keep your drink hot or cold for literally forever. Backdoor is our discount code. Use that thing on manoutfitters.com. Get yourself a Yeti. Make yourself a drink. Take it to the pool. The ice won't melt. And you'll just feel great about yourself. You know, Dan?
You will.
You will.
You won't find better technology out there.
Backdoor is the promo code. Use it at checkout for an additional 10% off your entire order. Also check out MiaKShop.com, which is the lovely Mia Khalifa's apparel shop.
We have some new designs up there. It's pretty exciting.
You have a lot of shit on here now. Like, you've got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Constantly updating it. Always have new designs.
My favorite, coming out. Yeah, my favorite, so my favorite is still the newer one that I've seen anyway is it's three check boxes, boy, girl, and future D1 athlete, and it's a baby onesie.
Yeah.
And it's only $17.
Great baby shower gift.
I'm in on that.
Yeah.
All about it.
You want to put like the pressure of like living up to expectations as young as possible.
Exactly. And we have it through all stages of life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like this kid needs to be like, no.
Never let them get complacent. This no is participation
what,
trophies.
Yeah. This is what we want from you.
Like, so what you want to do
scholarship or bust.
Is exactly. Log in.
D1 or bust.
Hit MiaKShop.com. Buy both the children's onesie and then each size of the shirt that's available as well so that you can continue to give this
they
to
can
them
grow
to wear
into it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Through every stage of their life.
As yeah. you mark
don't
their
ever
height
let them forget.
On like a door for
their just, height and their squat
every,
weight.
Every time they get to like a different height, you just give them a new t-shirt.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break real quick and then we're going to get back, talk Tour de France.
Because
which I didn't even know
thing,
was
still.
A thing.
I thought that was the reason I was invited on here. So it is a thing now.
College football. There's some college football maybe and some hotline calls. I
and
don't know.
Wimbledon's happening, but we already know how we feel about tennis.
You don't like tennis?
I like tennis.
Wimbledon
it relaxes
is really,
me.
Really, really,
tennis
really,
okay.
really fun.
Like, I'll just throw it on as background noise.
All right. Now we have to go to break.
So if you're listening to this, you probably enjoy podcasts. Well, guess what? We've got a podcast ourselves. I'm Dave. I'm here with Will and Dylan. We're Touching Base guys. Why don't you come join us? Be part of Touch Nation. It's a thing. It's sweeping the country and even the world.
I thought we were calling them Base Touchers.
Base Touchers, Touch Nation, Touchers, whatever you want to call yourself. We just want you to listen.
I thought it was DCO Nation, Deal Closes Only.
That's a whole different thing. It's a subset. It's hard to explain. You have to listen to pick up on this. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, leave us a review. Just give us a shot to earn your business. That's all we ask.
Jared Borsello here with the Inside TFM podcast. If you don't like listening to all this old people bickering and you want to actually talk about cool stuff like alcohol and college and fun, listen to the Inside TFM podcast.
Cool, we get it. You drink cold brew and you're closing deals. I don't really give a shit, you know, because we're out here. We're still drinking beer. We're kind of reliving our glory days. We haven't gotten past that point of our lives. So if you're still there with us, why don't you join us?
Yeah, do it. That was Dan Regester, by the way. You can hear a lot more of them on the Inside TFM podcast. Listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we're back. After that lovely segue from Mia making what I can only assume were tennis noises.
That'd be a good segment. Is it tennis or porn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great segment.
That has to exist. Tour de France, which is a cycling race thing.
Yes, the Tour de France is 3 weeks long. It is.
Did you just say it fancy?
No, that's how you say
Tour
it.
Tour de France.
Tour moving de France. On. Moving on. Bunch of people cycling for 3 weeks. Chris Froome's doping the whole time. He blocked me on Twitter for harassing him.
All right, for people that don't know, this is just some British dude.
Yeah, he's from Great Britain, and he rides for Team Sky. He is the...
How do you know all these things?
I watched the
tour. You're like a legit Tour de France.
Yeah,
like
she's the
I
only...
I also watch the tours leading up, like the Tour d'Italia. The Tour of Sydney. All of these lead up and let you know who's really going to be the winner of the Tour de France.
She's the only fan of
I respect
like
the hustle.
Pro cycling.
That is very wild to me that you put that much time into this. So who's Chris Froome?
Is Lance Armstrong still in this?
No, no, but his podcast is doing the stages, and every day he's doing like a mini podcast talking about the stage.
This is his new podcast, right?
Like, yeah, the Forward.
Yeah.
It's actually really fucking good. I'm not gonna lie.
Did he get all his titles like revoked?
He got all of them vacated.
Vacated.
And he's being sued for $100 million by the US Postal Service.
What? Why?
For lying and defrauding them.
He made them so much money.
Yeah, so
but
his
all of it they had to give back.
His one that's doing the stages is called Stages.
Yeah.
But then he has another podcast. That's the one you just referenced. It's called The Forward, which the logo is actually kind of cool. I was trying to find it, but it's like...
It's like a broken arrow.
It's a straight line and then a broken part of... Yeah, which I'm assuming symbolizes when he got busted for doping and his whole life fell apart. Anyway,
if we ever...
I was looking at the guests he has.
Also,
they look
Austinite.
Great.
He is. He lives in Austin, has a few bike shops.
Mellow Johnny's and also Juan Pelota. The coffee shop inside, which means one ball.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Juan Pelota means one ball. That's his coffee shop.
Yeah. You never put one plus one together?
Two minus one together?
Blowing my mind that he has that good of a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Such a great sense of humor about
it. Wow.
Have you ever met Lance?
I haven't, no.
Either of you guys?
A lot of people... don't like Lance
he's
for what he's
done.
He's
the one like local celebrity.
I admire him greatly.
Everyone's who's ever met him has a negative thing to say.
Really?
Like that he's an asshole in person or that he's rude to them
that.
Or whatever.
I do too.
I respect
I
that.
Like
I Lance. I want more celebrities to be assholes.
Live your truth, Lance.
Live your best life, dude.
I'm not taking a shot.
You're killing the podcast game. You're killing the DILF game.
Also,
if
you have one testicle, shouldn't you be able to take steroids? Like just to like even things out?
And like... You know,
well,
cancer.
No, the thing is, the Tour de France is literally just people competing to dope better than the other person.
Right.
That's all it is.
Blood spinning and.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it still going on right now? Like,
oh,
are there guys
yeah.
on bicycles as we speak?
Oh, well, they ended a few hours ago. With the time. Yeah. Like 4 hours ago. But.
Well, see, they just ride a little bit every day. Like.
Not a little bit. They ride for like 4 hours every single day. 4 or 5 hours.
Like on a mountain or something?
There are different stages. There's time trials, which is who can go the fastest. There's mountain stages. There is just long distance cross-country stages. There are a lot of like physically enduring stages.
It's crazy how little I know about this. All I really knew is that they ride
bikes.
And
it's not all just in France. Like they start in Germany and end up in France.
I miss those yellow bands. Livestrong.
Yeah, man, he made it well. Cancer did really
if
well.
If cancer is ever cured, I think we single-handedly like
we thank
credit
Lance
Armstrong.
100%.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
No
was
one
the
raised
one,
more money for cancer research than
that
he
was
did.
The one positive thing that came out of all that is
it's like, do you care about cancer or you just want to be fashionable?
Let's bring those bands back,
do
man.
Both. Yeah,
I wonder if you can still buy those.
Everybody had a band.
The Livestrong office is still up and strong here in Austin.
Then you get like different colors to match your outfits. Your like cause really just depends on what matches.
Yeah, they still sell them.
No, I'm going all in on Livestrong. You can get a 10-pack for $10. Dude. Sweet.
They sold so many of those for a fucking dollar.
Holy shit, you can get a 100-pack.
For 100? Or is there a discount?
For 100. There is no discount because cancer needs that money.
But you got to buy in bulk. I feel like that's the reason you buy
I think
bulk.
You buy 100 and that way you have enough for the rest of your life.
Then you have like the Johnny Depp like armbands.
Oh my god.
Your entire arm is just a sleeve.
Speaking
of
guys who are really good with money, Allen Iverson and Johnny Depp. Two real ace financial whizzes.
Speaking of guys who treat women great.
Yeah, also that. College football, Texas inked a new sponsorship deal with Corona Extra.
Really? So they'll be serving Corona at the Longhorn Stadium now?
The official slogan is Horns Up, Limes In. Which is
makes
just
sense.
Weird.
That's a bit of a stretch.
I just don't understand what is happening. Wait, can you buy booze in the stadium?
Yeah. I feel like they change beer sponsors every year.
That's tight.
Like one year they're Coors.
You got to be able to drink
it. I didn't know
in there.
That it was the state. I spilt water all over myself and that was on camera. I didn't know that it was the stadium's choice. I thought it was the NCAA who has the partnerships with the beer companies.
No, it's just individual.
Not when you're Texas.
Yeah,
they are.
Well,
college
I just
football.
Hope that they'll serve micheladas now at the stadium.
Michelada.
I love those with Coronas. Very refreshing. Oh yeah.
Or the Corona Ritas. Where it's the where margaritas with the Corona inside.
Oh, yeah.
The margarita.
Yeah.
I don't think they serve liquor at UT. The NCAA doesn't have any alcohol
affiliation.
Yeah, because they refuse to sell alcohol at NCAA like championship events.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so UT is on its own to do whatever it wants, and that normally means get as much money as possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Any other college football points that anybody wants to...
You can talk about your Noles at all? Anything going on?
Yeah, are they doing stuff? Dalvin Cook's little brother just decommitted. We don't know where he's going to go now, and I'm a little sad about that. So that's all the recruiting news I have for Florida State.
Great. we have a hotline, the backdoor cover hotline. The number is 800-392-6344. You can give us a call, ask us a question, talk about your favorite team, some sporting event that's going on. We've got a few calls this week. Every week we play the best calls and respond to them. Here is this week's first one.
Oh, yeah, this is Dylan from the Louisiana area. First off, I want to give a shout-out to Dan for just having the worst takes in the history of sports, but owning them. Owning them like a boss. I really appreciate the your commitment to the cause. I mean, they're just pure shit. But great commitment.
Oh, wow. All right. I guess that was the end of the call.
Thanks for that shout, man.
Yeah, you do truly have some
I
of
live
the
and
worst.
Die.
It's incredible. Like, I'll get tweets from people that, like, you aren't even tagged in, that they just want me to know how bad they think your takes are.
Which is fine.
They're like, dude,
that.
What is wrong with you guys letting Dan just spout off these insane, like, absolutely ridiculous takes?
Here's the thing. If I don't know... And it's something about a specific sport or just... I'll still run with it. I'll just take
you just
a,
make things up.
I'll just take a guess, yeah.
The most recent one, which we've already referenced, was like you were like, there's no way Chris Paul ends up on the Rockets 10 minutes
that,
later he's on the Rockets.
There was no rumblings about that. Like, I'm pretty in on...
There were rumblings.
...the offseason right now, and I did not hear that at all.
You're just the king of bad takes, is what you are. Thank you for the call to address that.
Everyone needs, like, a Skip Bayless type... Or Nick Wright.
You think you're...
You're the Skip Bayless of the podcast?
You think you're the Skip Bayless or Nick Wright of Backdoor Cover. All right, whatever.
I'll own that.
All right, here's our next call.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm here playing some online poker and watching The Sopranos. And I'm just looking for some advice on how the fuck do I gamble on preseason basketball? I keep seeing the scores. And I just watched Tatum drain one in full space. And it's just like, how do I get some action so that I actually watch one of these games? Because God knows I am not watching baseball. I mean, who wants to watch baseball? Anyways, Ross, one more week. And we got Game of Thrones. So, yeah, just let me know. How do I bet on this? Thanks, man.
Did that dude just say he's watching
Summer
League? He was playing... online poker and watching The Sopranos, because that's all I want to do with my life every day.
I want to address how he left that voicemail like he was answering a phone call. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, man.
Yeah, that was a fantastic intro. Dude, just go to any gambling site. I'm pretty sure most...
Find a bookie. I don't know.
If you're playing online poker, you can bet on Summer League games.
Yeah, I didn't even
MyBookie.com offers this. I checked it.
I thought online poker was a thing of the past, too. I thought that was... Holly cracked down on.
No, so it started to come back, and like this, it's really weird. Like, people aren't talking about it much, but one of my best friends, who's a huge poker guy, like goes to the World Series of Poker, does all that shit. Doesn't win, but he goes and tries.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, he's back in the online poker game, and I was having like this week. I was asking him, like, dude, how do I get back in this, because I want in.
I do too.
I don't have enough outlets to just be blowing outrageous amounts of money on things that are illegal.
Is like Full Tilt still back in action? Or
okay, but there's different ones. Like, if you want to legit be able to cash out and all that shit, you got to find these other bootleg ones.
Is it underground? Is it kind of like...
I don't know, but I'm all about
Silk Road.
I'm going back in.
Do you have to bet in Bitcoin?
That would suck. Those are expensive. Yeah. All right, one more call. Here we go.
Before we take this last call, there is some breaking news.
Oh,
Your favorite player, Swaggy P. Nick Young, has agreed to a 1-year, $5 million deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Shut the fuck. Shut the back door.
That's going to be awesome.
Why?
That's going to be
incredible. Why would they do that?
Do you know that since Nick Young has come into the league, no player has lost more games than Nick Young? Nick Young is a garbage person who is famous only because he played in L.A. I hate Nick Young, and now we're going to have to watch him for 82 games plus the entire playoffs, dancing on the bench, waving a towel. Like, we're going to have to hear all these redemption stories.
He's going
to
get a ring.
Oh, yeah. Nick Young
is
changed.
Nick Young is going to get a fucking ring.
Yep. He's going to get a ring.
And it's going to be incredible.
This is going to be like Phil Kessel's a Stanley Cup champion 2.0.
Micah looks like his head is about to explode.
Nick Young. This is worse than JaVale McGee.
Here's the thing, though.
100 times worse.
Nick Young is one of my favorite players in the league. He has a house for all the shoes. He has a guest house solely for shoes. He just, like, dumped Iggy Azalea at the right time. And he's gonna fire up. It's gonna be incredible when he's firing up threes and stealing shots.
Dump Iggy
Azalea. To be clear,
Iggy
Azalea dumped him because
he's
a loser.
He got caught cheating. Do you know who his best friend in the whole world is?
So
Agent Zero.
Even better.
Agent Zero is his best friend. They spend all their time together.
If he gets more spotlight,
best friends.
If Gilbert Arenas can get more spotlight because of this deal, I'm all in.
Oh, he will.
Yeah.
Well,
that might explain why Nick Young is such a loser, because his mentor when he got in the league was Gilbert Arenas.
Hey,
man,
how dare you?
Don't you dare.
A man who destroyed your that's a man who destroyed
he
your franchise.
My favorite Wizards player of all time.
By bringing guns in the locker room and shitting in someone's shoe.
And how about, God bless him for it.
How about you leave Gilbert leave Gilbert Arenas' name out of your mouth before I smack it.
Don't you dare.
He did set the Wizards back 10 years.
You know what? We set ourselves.
Is he still getting paid? I feel like he's still getting paid somehow.
He better still be getting paid.
Someone's paying him.
Someone's still paying him.
I apologize.
Micah, you beat my Bleacher Report.
I love how angry Micah is about this Nick Young situation.
About a specific guy.
About Swaggy P.
You're not thinking about this like long term, though, or for this year. He's going to steal shots away from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant.
Anybody can sink that team.
And they're going to look at him.
That is the silver lining.
It's going to be
such a loser. Perhaps he can turn them into losers.
I agree with Micah
him and
here,
leave
though.
The team bus with him behind.
He is a loser with fame that he doesn't deserve.
Not true.
Awesome shoe collection, though.
Great guy.
All right, here's the last call.
Yeah, this is Dylan from Baton Rouge, and I want to touch on this whole women versus men, Serena Williams bullshit. First, I played on what was called the gold team at LSU, which was just a bunch of wannabe, you know, washed up basketball players who were not good enough to go to a real college, would practice against the girl squad. And as much as I would like to agree with my namesake, Dylan over there, it's just not possible for you to beat them. Yeah, you know, you could put them up against probably, you know, the 3A high school boys state championship team, and it would be a fair matchup. But they are not average women. They would just destroy you and wreck your shit. Right.
Completely agree.
Nope.
It brings me to a good little segue into this. My dad texted me on Saturday. He listens to the podcast every Saturday when he goes and runs. And he said, if Dan Dillon and the best basketball player at Grand X played a Big Three contest against an all-star WNBA trio, they would lose 60-10.
Wrong.
Yep.
And
wrong.
He says he would pay a lot to watch that.
We need to make this happen because, especially half court, we don't have to be in as good a shape and we could just back these girls down.
You'd get crushed.
Not true.
You know that they're all like 6 feet tall, right? Like, I don't recognize the WNBA as a real sport, but I still believe that they
I've played against females and they...
But
like college
like
players.
6 foot two females?
There has to be a way we can make this happen. Because I need to see the look
has
on
a
your
WNBA
faces
team.
When they're just making it rain shots
you get,
in your eye.
Oh, you're a WNBA fan.
Micah's an avid WNBA guy.
The closest WNBA team would be the Dallas Wings.
Yeah,
actually all right. Play
so challenge to the Dallas Wings anytime, anywhere.
San Antonio doesn't
name
have one?
Place.
I'm going to start
I'm sorry, San Antonio, the Silver Stars, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Shout out to Kelsey Plum. And but I'm a big fan of the Wings because I'm a big
Did
fan
you just
of
shout
Skylar
out
Diggins.
A specific
shout Skylar to, Diggins.
Shout
out
to Sky
out to
Diggs.
Bay. Skylar Diggins.
I have heard her name before. I have heard
She's
her name
She's married.
Before.
Who's she married to? She's married
some
to
loser,
star.
But she...
Some loser!
Drake had a big... Remember, Drake had a big crush on her. They did a whole...
I'm pretty sure she's
SB
married to an NBA All-Star.
Some loser.
You get me, Dylan, and Brad Key...
No, and he's married to a random.
I think we win by like
sweetheart, college sweetheart.
Maybe double digits.
I mean, my dad gave you. He said you'd get to 10 points.
No chance.
I'm with Daddy Ross.
All right. Wait, that was the last call?
Yep.
Sweet. I'm so
We're
hungry.
We're all starving.
None of us have eaten. Any shouts? Want to give any shout outs to anybody?
Shouts to Chris Bosch. Praying for you, dude.
Dude. Also, just like do the Magic Johnson thing. Blend up some of that money and drink it down, and you'll be fine.
That's how I keep my AIDS down, too.
See? There you go. Let's not start that rumor up again.
Shouts to JJ Redick. You're giving me the inspiration to get another sleeve tat.
He lost his... Get my own sleeve tat. We already discussed this.
So JJ Redick's kind of winning this year. He got mentioned in a rap song. He got signed for a pretty...
23 mil.
Yeah, 23 mil for a year. Like, it's good
not,
for you, JJ.
Not a bad guy to be right now.
He's got a podcast of his own.
He hangs with Adam Levine.
That's a loss.
That's on the con side. That's on the con side.
I don't know. I feel like models come with that, and models are good, right? Is JJ married?
Yes, he is. He's a married man.
Never mind. Shout out to JJ's wife.
He got married when he was in Orlando, I think.
Chris,
when he was playing for the Magic.
Chelsea Kilgore.
Is she cute?
I'm gonna go ahead and check it out. Yeah, sure. Okay.
You could do better. Yeah.
Call me.
I mean, yeah, but yeah. Okay. All right. Well. All right. We're done here. Oh, check out MiaKShop.com.
Yeah, and my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/MiaKhalifa.
Okay, so explain this to me.
Yes.
Explain to the listeners what twitch.com/MiaKhalifa is going to take you to.
Twitch.com is predominantly a game streaming site where you can watch your favorite people stream themselves playing video games.
So what are you playing?
I play a little bit of everything. I play 2K. I play NBA. I'm going to play Madden. I'm going to play FIFA. Like, I want to dabble in a lot of games that I've never played and learn to play them. But
get on FIFA, and I will dabble in kicking your ass. Because you're playing these trash games. Like, nobody plays NBA 2K. Like, every time I've seen you on there so far, it's like a basketball game.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I'm really bad at it. But what I mainly do on there is cook and hang out and talk with the people in my channel chat.
Yeah, I need you to play FIFA and play Joel Embiid.
Hey,
and
how
I
did
need,
you...
I need a little back and forth between you and Joel.
How did you learn how to cook?
My mom. My mom cooked 3 square meals a day from scratch ever since, like, I can remember.
So you've always known how to
cook. I've always known how to cook, yeah. But it was mostly Lebanese food, and then I ventured out on my own in college and, like, taught myself different recipes and all that stuff.
Because you're, like, a legit... kitchen master.
Thank you.
Which is pretty much the opposite of what I am. I can make macaroni and cheese, and that's about it.
Next time I cook, I'm going to bring you and your wife dinner. I know where you live.
I learned to cook.
Find me on the Snapchat thing that tells you everybody
Snapchat
where you
map.
Are.
I learned that Ross lives very close to me from the Snapchat map.
I learned to cook at a young age because I was left to my own devices. Because Waterman Dan be working overtime.
Yeah, dude, Waterman Dan was picking up other shifts. He didn't have time to be feeding your ass. Right. So you had to learn how to make, you know, like roadkill into bread sandwiches. Yeah. Dan, explain to people what a bread sandwich is really quick for people who aren't aware.
So if you're ever in a bind and you only have, you know, like a roll of bread or...
It's a hell of a bind to be in,
If you're only stuck with bread and you have no condiments in your kitchen, I don't know where the scenario will come up. Probably a frat house.
Or any college kid.
Or
poor people.
Yeah. What you do is you toast 2 pieces of bread and you put an untoasted piece in the middle and it's a texture thing. It's not bad.
And then you eat it. And that's a bread sandwich.
It's not bad.
I'm a whole grain guy myself.
And this is legitimately something Dan has done.
Complex carbs.
Which, if you've been listening to the podcast for some time, this shouldn't be surprising to you.
It's
very Dan to make a bread sandwich.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that bread sandwich and like deconstruct it and turn it into like a 3 Michelin star meal.
You could probably do it.
Yeah.
This is my take on a bread sandwich.
So Mia
be on the lookout.
Is making actually good food.
No, be on the lookout for Danny Reg's Frat Kitchen coming to a TFM website near you.
It's actually kind of distracting because every once in a while I'll check your Snapchat when you're cooking or whatever and I'll have like just eaten a meal and be like, God damn it, now I'm hungry again.
I'm sorry. So, I made a thanks. Like a like a really nice T-bone steak at 1 a.m. a few weeks ago. I think that was the best meal I've had in a while.
Oh shit, we're supposed to have a crab cake off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
We love
need to do
crab
that before
cakes.
before the summer's over so that they're in season.
Because we have both claimed that our crab cakes.
Let's just turn into a food podcast.
Are the best on the
where
yeah.
we, let's
yeah.
just, we'll just smoke weed
or
and talk about food.
Or you just come on my Twitch stream.
Or that.
Yeah. yeah.
Cha.
Sounds dirty.
Cha, dude. All
right. Well, Mia, thank you for joining us, as always.
I've got plastic sheets. It's fine.
Plug your...
What are
plug
you,
your
70?
Social media. What's your what are your social media handles where people can follow you?
Not the fake Mia Khalifa on Instagram, the DC Sports Girl on Snapchat, and Mia Khalifa on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow Dan at Dan _ Regester.
Yeah, on Twitter, Dan Regester, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Really blowing it. At WR Bolin on all different manners of social medias.
Come at us for our takes.
Yeah, come at us. That's
especially
it.
If you're a Dallas wing.
That's how we're going to end
let's
this.
Let's set that up.
That's how we're going to end this
let's
one.
Let's go.
Come at us.
Come at us.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.